My name's Wi-Fi the Elf. Now, I'm coming to you live from the reindeer outpost in the North Pole, and I'm... Oh, wait a minute. Let me check these cables. Oh, that's better. Now, I'm going to connect you with Father Christmas so we can hear all about the adventures from the North Pole. I'm so very excited. I do love these. So get snuggled in and listen for the latest adventures from Father Christmas.
Oh, thank you there, Wi-Fi. Now, I've been getting those lovely letters and comments that you've been sending on to me from the reindeer outpost there. They've been very, very interesting. And what I've decided to do next week, we're going to do something a little bit different, but I won't spoil the surprise. Okay, let's get going. Hello, my splendid friends far and wide. It's Father Christmas here, welcoming you with open arms to another enchanting episode of Adventures from the North Pole. I'm so glad you're all enjoying these. It's wonderful to hear. Now today, as the frost paints our windows and the northern lights dance in the sky, the weather's probably a little bit different where you are, we gather around the warmth of stories, laughter, and the magic of friendship. Ah, oh, there's nothing quite like the sparkle in the air during this special time of year. So come closer, pour yourself a cup of hot cocoa, and let's embark on a journey together. A journey filled with wonder, courage, and the dazzling beauty of the North Pole. Are you ready? Then let's begin the adventure. In the heart of the North Pole, as May unfurled its vibrant tapestry, melting the final vestiges of winter's embrace, a sense of renewal and celebration filled the air. It was a time when the natural world awoke in a burst of life, and the northern lights painted the night sky with dreams and colours unseen at any other time of the year. Amidst this magical backdrop, Sparkle, an elf whose heart beat in unison with the rhythms of the auroras, thought of a celebration that would capture the beauty and wonder of the northern lights. A marvellous maypole merriment that would unite the entire North Pole in a dance of joy and light. You could feel Sparkle's excitement. It bubbled like the streams now freed from the ice's grasp. She shared her vision with Tim, the inventive genius whose creations never ceased to amaze. With Lottie, whose artistry brought beauty to the mundane, and with Snell, the culinary wizard whose dishes were as delightful to the palate as they were on the eye. Together, they all embarked on a journey to bring Sparkle's dream to life, to create an evening where magic was not just observed, but felt, lived, and shared. So Tim set to work, designing, like he does so well, a maypole that would be the centerpiece of the celebration. But this was no ordinary maypole, because Tim was no ordinary elf. Inspired by the shimmering curtains of the auroras, he envisaged a pole that glowed, its lights changing and dancing in patterns that mimicked the celestial display above. Using a combination of elf magic and his own ingenuity, Tim crafted a pole that, when lit, became a beacon of joy, its lights weaving patterns of hope and dreams into the fabric of the night. Now Lottie, she was tasked with creating costumes for the event. She found herself inspired by the kaleidoscope of colours displayed by the auroras. She designed clothes that sparkled and flowed, each piece a wearable fragment of the northern lights. Using fabrics that caught the light and with a touch of elf magic, Lottie's creations made each dancer a living, moving part of the Aurora dance. I tell you, everybody, it was a sight to behold. Their movements accentuated by the swirl of colours that adorned them. Snell, understanding the importance of a feast in bringing people together, envisaged a menu that was as much a feast for the senses as it was for the soul. He sought out the freshest ingredients, some bathed in the last rays of the setting sun, others kissed by the chill of the melting snow. His dishes, they're some of my favourites, were a tribute to the awakening world. Each bite a celebration of life's renewal. From delicate pastries that melted on the tongue like the last snows of winter, to the hearty dishes that spoke of the warmth and abundance of spring. Snell's feast promised to be a culinary journey that mirrored the spirit of the Maypole merriment. And he makes some very good cakes. As the day of celebration drew near, the North Pole was so excited. The reindeer, sleek and spirited from their spring training, seemed to dance in the fields, their antlers catching the sunlight in glints of gold and silver. Everybody, from the oldest elf to the youngest fawn, felt the pull of the upcoming merriment. A promise of joy and a unity under the night sky. And maybe even I was going to have a dance. On the eve of the merriment, as twilight deepened and the first stars appeared, the North Pole gathered in a clearing. The Maypole was standing there, tall and proud in the centre. An old sparkle. She was radiant in her Aurora-inspired gown. She led the opening dance, with the first notes of music soft and ethereal, filling the air. She stepped forward, her movements graceful and filled with the joy of the moment. One by one, the elves joined in. Even I joined in. Their hands grasping the glowing ribbons that extended from the top of the Maypole. As they danced, weaving around the pole, the night became alive with laughter and song, a melody that rose to meet the whispering winds. The ribbons glowing softly under the starlit sky intertwined around the Maypole, each twist and turn a symbol of the community's unity and strength. The dance under the auroras became a moment of magic. I loved it, everybody. A celebration of the bond that we all held together. A colourful tapestry of life and light woven on the canvas of the night. I couldn't help but tapping my toes listening to all of this. Now, as the northern lights, as if in response to the joy below, danced with renewed vigour, their colours reflected in the costumes of the dancers and in the lights of the Maypole. They painted the night with dreams and wonder. It was as if the heavens themselves were joining in the celebration. It was that much of a celebration. A celestial dance that mirrored the joy and the unity of all of us coming together. Now as the night went on and the music slowly faded, the dancers came to a stop. Their breaths visible in the crisp night air. Their faces alight with the joy of shared experience. The ribbons of the Maypole, now intricately woven around the pole, stood as a testament to their dance, a symbol of the beauty created through unity and joy. The dance of the Aurora, under the shimmering lights in the northern sky, was not just a Maypole fantasy. It was a celebration of life, of the eternal dance of light and shadow, and of the magic that binds us all together. Because in the heart of the North Pole, beneath the watchful gaze of the auroras, the elves found a deeper connection to the world around them and to each other. A connection that would illuminate their lives long after the last ribbon was tied. It really was a wonderful, wonderful time. I wish you all could have been there and joined in the song and the dance. It was fantastic. It really was a fun time. But we better not forget about Bixby and Biscotti, have we? Because I know you like knowing what they've been up to. Now, Bixby and Biscotti this week, now, they've been up to their usual shenanigans. Now, imagine Bixby, with his curly tail, deciding that the Maypole ribbons were a new type of toy, just for him. He darted and danced around, much to the amusement of all the elves. And Biscotti, ever the grumpy observer, found herself reluctantly joining in, her paws tangled in the ribbons, a sight that brought laughter and smiles to everyone around. These two remind us of the simple joys in life, the laughter that comes from unexpected moments, and the warmth of feline friendship. Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing what we got up to last week. And what a journey we've had today. From the mesmerizing dance under the northern lights to the playful antics of Bixby and Biscotti. We're reminded of the magic that surrounds us, the beauty of shared moments, and the laughter that lightens our hearts. Now, my dear friends, before I say goodbye, I have two questions for you. If you were part of this maypole merriment, what colour ribbon would you choose and why? And inspired by Bixby and Biscotti, what simple joy brought a smile to your faces this week? What made you smile? Ponder these questions and share your answers with those around you. And remember, the magic of the North Pole is always just a story away.